Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Now I want the person who wants the largest breakthrough here this morning to shout it loudest, hallelujah. Raise up your right hand to the heavens now. As you declare this loud and clear. My life reject the instruction of the enemy. Move forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I refuse to wear the shoes of backwardness of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and make that declaration. I shall not wear the shoes of backwardness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power assigned to trouble my Israel this year, the God of Elijah shall trouble you. In the name of Jesus. Let's open our mouth and begin to declare it. If the assignment is to trouble my Israel this year, let the God of Elijah begin to trouble them. In the name of Jesus. Makarabasapindi kaliko sandia. Ribosopunde keyabo shende rabasantayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Put down your hand, beloved, and listen to me very carefully. Very, very carefully. There are some people here this morning. There is something they're supposed to have within the next 7 days. And if they miss it, they miss it for a reason. It will not come again. Now listen. For you not to miss it, and for all those who want to catch the overflow of whatever the Lord wants to do within 7 days, I want you to pray this prayer like a mad lion. Because some spiritual opportunities, when they are lost, it is impossible to regain them. I want you to understand this very, very well. Immediately Gehazi received his leprosy. He had an opportunity to lift up the God of Israel. He failed the God of Israel woefully. He missed the opportunity and collected leprosy. We did not have a record in the Bible that he was healed. You are going to shout this loud and clear. Because already so many people here are at the edge of some very powerful breakthroughs. All that is required is just a small push and some spiritual carefulness. 7 days have been assigned for some here. If they miss it, That is it for life. So this is why everybody will pray with holy anger, like a mad lion. Every dragon assigned to swallow my opportunities, can you say this with boiling anger? I'm sure you can say this loud and that. I command your stomach to burst open. Once the stomach is open, even if he swallows, it will come out. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? Put your emphasis on bust open. Can I hear you shouting it again loud and clear? Masikaya Boshantara Basanda. Uh-huh. Brothers, shout it loud and clear. And the violent take it by force. Oh yes. Pierrika Soponde Keyaba. Spirit of the living God. Move in the midst by your power. By your power. By your power. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, that's very good. Very good. Very good. Now shout this with a commanding tone. Angels of poverty. Somebody's already possessing something like that. That's right. Can you shout it again loud and clear? I'm sure you can be more aggressive than that. Yes. In the name of Jesus, clear the evil angels out of your way. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One more. A lot of people are already moving in. Now, say this loud and clear. You, the wicked, make mistakes. that will advance my life. I want you to pray that one with boiling anger. They will make mistakes that will advance your cause. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Brother, say it loud and clear. You must. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Pali Katundaka. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate all those who pray those prayers. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Wonderful God, we thank you for your mighty power. We thank you for the yoke-breaking power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you because you are our rock, you are our strength. You have never failed. You will never fail. Your power is a power that tolerates no contest. Your power is a power that is beyond the stretch of human imagination. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, lay your hands upon us. And by the time we leave this place, let there be testimonies that our lives have changed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we go into the prophetic prayer meeting of this morning, and the title of our praying this morning is what I want to share on very briefly. It is titled to The Time to Arise and Shine. The time to arise and shine. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Isaiah 61 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, he says, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, when the Bible says arise, when it says arise, it means something is already sitting down. Something is stagnant. Something is engaging in unprofitable standstill. Something is resting when it should not rest. Something is sleeping while the thing should remain awake. That's why the cry had to come out, arise! Now when the Bible says shine, it means that there is something that is supposed to glow but is dull. And there is something that is a star but is a non-shining star. It means that the light has been quenched from so many lives. So when it begins to say, arise, shine, it's saying, stop sweating. Arise. It's saying, get up. Get out of darkness. Do not linger in stagnancy. Do not linger in darkness. It means stop worrying. Arise. Stop your profitless stopping. Get moving. March forward. That's what that scripture is trying to make us understand. So many believers are living below their divine standard. And so many believers do not even understand the awesome ability of our God. So many believers do not know the God whom they serve. It is a pity that even we in Africa here, many are still embracing the dark arts, the dark practices of our forefathers. The one that did not move us forward. All it did was to create many deliverance cases. So it doesn't make sense when you say, well, my father used to be the chief masquerade in our village. My father used to turn to snake and crocodile. All the crocodile your father was turning to, what has he done to your life now? My father was the chief herbalist in our village. When he speaks like this, fire will be falling and trees will be shaking. Yes, it shook, but what has it done to you now? That's the trouble. Many of us have allowed our stars to be dulled. So the Bible says, shine. When it says shine, he says, stand out in achievements. When he says shine, it means refuse to be demoted. You cannot demote the son. When he says shine, it means distinguish yourself. When he says shine, it means be a man or woman of distinction. When he says shine, it means be an example to others. A positive example. When he says shine, he says be somebody that others would emulate. When he says shine, it means pierce the darkness that is surrounding you and break forth. When he says shine, it means be a showpiece. When he says shine, it means be a setter. When he says shine, it means if in your family everybody is under this satanic agenda of poverty and limitation. What he says is that you should break out. You break out of that mold. Break out of that cage. When he says shine, refuse to accept poverty as a culture. When he says shine, it means be as a light to those in darkness. When he says shine, it means hit your present level of attainment and move forward to the next one. When he says shine, it means tower above others. When it says shine, it means for you to be lifted up above all the unbelievers around you. When it says shine, it's saying that the divine goal that God has placed inside of you must not die. When it says shine, it means you should be an example of what the Almighty can do. When he says shine, it means you should channel a pattern of breakthrough for your progress. When he says shine, it means you should deliver your star from hijackers if they have already hijacked it. More than at any other time, beloved. The cry is coming out loud and clear to children of God all over the world. Especially in this very strange and interesting year. That this is a year you must arise and shine. It is a year where you have to pull down all the servants that have been riding on the horses of your destiny. Why is the Lord crying out that we must arise and shine? It's because the enemy has rearranged many from the front to the back. It is because many have been diverted from their original divine purpose. It is because many are actually waging war against their own destinies. It is because many are busy digging their own graves and they are hiding the spade. It is because many princes are trekking while the servants are riding on horses. It is because many are fishing and catching nothing in the ocean of life. That's why this cry is coming out. It is because the good seed planted into many's lives have been eaten up by evil birds. That's why the Lord is crying to us loud and clear, arise and shine. Because many don't really know the true life they are supposed to live. I remember the story of that fellow who cried and cried himself to sleep. Because he didn't like what was happening in his life. As he slept, he went into a night vision. And an angel was by his side. And the angel was discussing with him. After a few minutes, a man began to come opposite them. Very comfortable person, confident person, intelligent, affluent, looking very dignified. I was coming opposite. And he asked the angel, who is this man? The angel said, that's the man you are supposed to be. You can see that there is a wide distance between the man you are supposed to be and who you are now. And because of this gap, you are crying instead of bridging the gap. So that's the man you ought to be, but you never became that man. Many never became the person they ought to be. This is a tragedy that many people are what their parents want them to be. Many become what their friends want them to be. Many become what their enemies want them to be. But only few become what God wants them to be. There is scarcity of true men and true women on the globe. Arise and shine, he says. Why? Because many are singing the lost song in a strange land. Many believers are compromising their Christianity because they want promotion. Arise and shine. Why is the Lord crying out? Because the correct life of many people is dead. And many are just a shadow of what God wants them to be. Many have internal killers killing good things inside them. Arise and shine, he says. Why? Because many claim authority but take no ground. And there are plenty of people who are permanently depressed. Maybe the only time they're a little bit happy is when they come for service like this. Many have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. Arise and shine, he says. Why? Many encounter their real life only in the dream, only in the dream. Plenty of money, but it's only in the dream. Preaching to large congregation, only in the dream. Doing deliverance on many people, only in the dream. Promotion letter, only in the dream. Their real life has been caged up. Many have accepted satanic substitute for their destiny. Arise and shine, he says. Many are laboring under the curse of powerless living. And the enemy has carefully, in an organized manner, closed down the workshop of so many lives. Just close the workshop down. So in every area there is a battle going on. Arise and shine. Why? Because the enemy has kept the weapon of so many Christians silent. They just hold the sword, but they use it against no one. They don't use it to possess their possession. Arise and shine, the Bible says. Because many have eaten their seed instead of planting it. And many, many people, especially those who claim they are living in Lagos, are being controlled from their villages. There are village demons actually dictating to them what happens to them here. And they claim to be born again, they claim to be praying. Brother, I'd like you to think very well. Brother, sister, think very well this morning. Look at the volume of money that has passed through your hand. And look at what is staying now. If there is any staying now. Arise and shine, he says. Because in many places, believers are below the ladder. Contrary to the injunction that you shall be the head and not the tail. Arise and shine, he says. Because many are gradually getting used to that tail region. You know, there is a strange thing about darkness. If you shut somebody up in a dark room, when he first of all arrives in that dark room, he will not see anything. But immediately he settles down. Very, very soon, you begin to get used to the darkness. Begin to see in darkness. Arise and shine, he says. Because what the promise of God for his children is that they shall possess the highest places of the earth. Arise and shine. Because this is not really so in reality. Many are oscillating between defeat and victory. Defeat and victory. And in many offices, even believers who are more intelligent than unbelievers, they are being pushed and harassed. They are pushed below and they are harassed. They will be in a position to go and bring an inferior person to become their boss. Simply because they are not arising, they are not shining. There is a place you can shine to. Even even when all the magumago and wuru have been done, nobody can push you down. A lot of people come, excuse me, sir, help us. I want admission. As crooked as they say things are, if they say the total mark for entrance into the examination is 400, and you score 390, they will first of all select all those shining ones. Then it's when those who are 250, 200, is there, magumago will start. It is possible to be glaringly on top. That pulling you down, a lot of people will scream. That's what they call arising and shining. You need to arise and shine because many are already losing what they already have. Many have not even been able to find out what belongs to them. Many have placed the ladder of their lives on the wrong wall. They will climb and climb and climb, and then they find that they get nowhere. And they find that they are coming down again. That is why any dream in which you see yourself climbing a mountain, and you don't get to the top, or you are driving, you don't get a destination, you should really pray hard. You need to arise and shine. Because many are climbing from nothing to nothing. They are crawling into unknown grave. In your place of work, no voice. Marriage, no voice. Home, no voice. This is becoming completely unacceptable. Arise and shine, the Bible says. Because many believers are gradually becoming interview celebrities. This interview, that interview. So many interviews. And nobody is inviting you. You need to react violently this morning. Arise and shine, the Bible says. Because many people are constantly failing at the single examination that should move them forward. Arise and shine, the Bible says. Because many claim to be working, but they are doing the wrong jobs. They are modern day slaves or quiet slaves or refurbished slaves or recreated slaves, all because we refuse to follow the injunction of scripture that we should arise and we should shine. Is the greatest agent that ensures that believers do not arise and shine? It is the enemy. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We are wrestling against the strategy put down by the enemy to counter our arising to shine. Let me go through these strategies of the enemy to dull our star and to keep us down. And then we go to the counter strategy. The foggy of the enemy. To keep many from arising and shining is what we call the Trinity of Satan. The Trinity of Satan. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Revelation 20:10 says this. Revelation chapter 20 verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Just as we have Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the devil has his own trinity to catch people and to ensure that they never go beyond where they are. And the devil has arranged so many trinities like this, caging people, destroying people, and causing trouble. When you see somebody who smokes, be sure that drinking, the twin brother will be followed. And then once the drinking and the smoking are together, the next thing, womanizing or fornication will follow. The trinity of Satan. The second strategy of Satan: to dull people. Is the church of Satan. Satan has his own church. God has established the true church known as the body of Christ, of which Jesus Christ is the head. Satan has his own church too, beloved. It is called a synagogue of Satan. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, Revelation 2 verse 9 tells us there is something known as the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, that thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of those which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. There is plenty of synagogues of Satan around here now. There's a lot of satanic churches around, destroying people's destiny. This is a very terrible thing. A brother said he wanted to pass an examination, which he had failed 7 times. They took him to a church in quotes. And the person said, you want to pass? So how many times have you failed the exam? So 7 times. It's okay. You go and buy chicken. 7. Big giant ones. And bring them very quickly. He went and borrowed money from here, took money from there. Got the thing. Church, they call themselves. So he said the prophet took him to the back of his house and gave him a knife. So he slaughtered them one by one. So he said he did. So when he finished, he thought they were going to bury the chicken or do something to them. But the prophet said, "What's that?" So it's firewood. So put fire to it. Start fire. Remove the feathers. Here he was, slaving away at the back of the prophet's house, preparing chicken. He removed all the feathers. But he was carefully told not to throw the feathers away. He should keep it in a bowl, all the feathers. So he finished that. By this time he has spent 3 hours. And the prophet came back. He said, "Do you know how to cut chicken?" He said, "Yes." I begin to cut. He So he was busy again, caught seven. While he was doing it, the man brought out a big pot and said, now begin to boil. Boil this in one hand, then the feather, begin to roast the feathers. So he began to roast the feathers. He was boiling the chicken. The prophet was occasionally coming to take one finger, one leg, one thing. And by the time they finished, I said, my son, take the feathers. Dried feather, roasted feathers. And I began to swallow them. And I began to eat feathers. During the next examination that he took, immediately he sat down and he began to write. Only God knows what happened. There was a piece of paper under his table. He wasn't the owner of that piece of paper. Somebody saw it. So you wrote this. So you are cheating. And he was disqualified. He did not even write exam. Church of Satan. So many of them around now. And I want you to understand this very well. The top strategy of the enemy is satanic doctrines. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Many have been misled. Many are passing through all kinds of stress because of wrong doctrines. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from faith, giving it to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. A lot of people have swallowed terrible doctrines. The doctrine of demons is any teaching presented that does not agree with the written word of God. Those kind of teachings is terrible teaching. Somebody said somebody, he was having a problem. They asked him to draw a circle in his bedroom and remove his clothes and stand inside that circle naked and begin to pray. Beginning from the day this person did that, attack started in the dream. The doctrine of demons. I know someone too who said they were going to a place and they were asking people to pray so that they can have breakthroughs. They didn't ask them to bring handkerchief, which is scriptural if they brought handkerchief. They didn't ask them to bring water. They didn't ask them to bring oil. They said, when you are coming for that breakthrough prayer meeting, come with your pant. Any pant that you have worn very well, that is smelling and dirty, bring it. Bring it. So that we can clear away the smell of poverty from your life. And do you know, because of that, some people did not change their pants for 2 weeks. So you can have a pant dirty enough to bring to the prayer meeting. Evil doctrine. fourth strategy of the enemy. Satan to us system of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Romans 12 1 tells us that we should present our own body as a living sacrifice. Satan demands sacrifices also. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I will know that you should have fellowship with devils. Satan demands sacrifices also. Are you here this morning? Now you went to a place, they say, bring this, bring that, bring this, bring that, bring this sacrifice, bring that, bring that. If you've done that in the past, what you just did that time was a primitive trade by barter of your virtue. Immediately you put your sacrifice down, they take things from you as well. This is why the Bible says, don't sacrifice to the enemy. You say, but we did not sacrifice. All they asked us to bring was oranges and banana and sugar cane, and I took it there. You sold your virtues all the same. You need to recover them. That's part of the reason why arising and shining is difficult for so many. We have donated our stars. Number fifth strategy of the enemy is the communion service of Satan. Satan has his own communion service. The sharing of communion bread and wine was started by Jesus. But Satan counterfeit this by his own communion. You find the same thing in 1 Corinthians 10:20 that we just read. Look at the verse 21 in addition to that 20. He cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. When you eat things sacrificed to idols, it dulls your star. It makes you to be unable to arise and to shine. When you see somebody every year, the person is celebrating 50th birthday, and is cooking for people. People are going there to eat. They are losing things. You have a neighbor, every now and then they will just cook some big food and they begin to distribute from house to house. You live in a house, every Friday there is a woman there who cooks beans for twins. And immediately she's cooking the beans, you start to buy bread instead of wondering why she's cooking it. And when you begin to eat, you sell your virtues. Transfer it to the twins. It's a strategy. That Satan has his own ministers. Plenty of them around. In Lagos now they drive around in cars. They say, sister, come. Hey, I want to go to National Stadium. Do you know where it is? Say yes. Say, describe it. She will describe. Say, God bless you, my daughter. Bring your hand, let me pray for you. And she makes a mistake to offer her hand. Say, ah, ah. You are a great woman. But look, what has happened now? Witches have swallowed you completely. Oh, what kind of wickedness is this? So okay, I will do deliverance for you now. And all of a sudden, they slap the person on the chest, they slap the person on the tummy, and they bring out needles or eggs. So, you see, this came out of your body. You see? See, at that level, the person will be completely destabilized. The next thing, enter the car, enter the car. Let's go and complete the deliverance. Satanic ministers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11 plus from verse 14. There are ministers of Satan. There are ministers of Satan. If you are in this fellowship this morning and your father is a prophet in a demonic church, I tell you, brother, you are in trouble unless you start praying. Because our fellow is a high herbalist. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satanic ministers. This is a very serious matter. And many, many are falling into their hands day and night. Day and night. Seventh strategy is that Satan has his own throne. God has a throne in heaven. He too, Satan to us, has a throne. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. I'm putting this out to you so you know the strategies put in place to ensure that man does not get to where he wants to get to. If the throne of Satan is already established in a family, all the members of that family are in trouble. Anyone who tries to break out to serve Jesus will serve Jesus with pain and agony and struggling. In that kind of family, all those ones who are not born again, they'll be having money. But the one who is born again there will be struggling and struggling. Because I see throne in the family. Revelation 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like unto leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Satan has a throne, and he can give it, can establish it in places, just as God has his own throne as well. Hate is that Satan can proclaim his own gospel. The gospel of Satan is contrary to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 1, from 7 to 8. Galatians 1, 7 to 8. Galatians 1, 7 to 8 says this. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. There is a gospel of Satan that is going all over the place now and is catching so many people unawares. I want you to understand this very well. The ninth strategy is that Satan has his own worshippers. There are many who worship the true God. Satan also has his own worshippers. Satan mixes the bad seed with the good seed. You can read this in Revelation 13:4. You can write it to save our time. If you are a worshipper of the true God, and you go and join your business with a Satan worshipper, you get into trouble. 10. Strategy. There are satanic prophets. Satanic prophets. Just as God has set up prophets in the church. Men that are anointed to bring messages of hope to the people. And messages of caution and messages of life. According to Matthew 24:11, Satan has his own prophets too. The Bible says many false prophets shall arise. And they are really, really deceiving many now. 11, that they are satanic teachers. Just as God has ordained teachers to share and explain the word to others. Satan has false teachers to spread his evil doctrine. You find this in 2 Peter chapter 2. 1-3. 2 Peter chapter 2, 1-3. The 12th strategy is the satanic apostles. Plenty of them around now. And the only qualification he has for being called an apostle is because of his tall cap. Satan's apostles, they're the leaders of cults, false churches, witchcraft covens, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 says, 2 Corinthians 11, 13, for such are false apostles. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. These are the strategies of the enemy. The last but not the least, Satan has supernatural power. He can attack a person like an armed robber and steal from a person. He can use his power of charms, magic, divination to steal from people. If you want to arise and shine, what do you do? Number one, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to get born again. That one is not negotiable. Number two, you need to study the word of God. You study his word and reject anything that is not in the word. You don't accept prophecies that is not in the right relation to your faith. Don't accept any revelation that is leading you away from God. reject anything that is not in the word. So number one, surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, study the word of God in order to enable you to reject what is not there. Three is to flee from any satanic influence. God warned Israel never to have any contact with the work of Satan in any form. You should destroy anything that is in your possession or that has to do with witchcraft or works of the devil. Destroy any evil literature, any evil music that does not glorify God. Do not spend time in places where there is evil influence. God manifested himself in special places such as the Old Testament temple, such as the upper room. Also, satanic power can manifest in some special places that are dedicated to evil. So be careful where you go. And this will include places where evil pictures are shown. Drinking places, pepper soup joints, all those places where the worship of Satan is occupying. Avoid such environment because satanic power is very strong there. You cannot be praying, lead us not into temptation, while you yourself you are going to that kind of place. Then the fourth thing you should do is to wage war against the powers working against your star. Because once the light in the star has been quenched, or the star has been cast down, or the star has been caged, or the star has been bewitched, or the star has been buried, then there is a problem. That's why when some people cry out, "Oh, star of my life, arise and shine," the voice will say, "No, no," because it's already under their control. As many people as are here this morning, and they want to arise and to shine, I want them to rise up on their feet. And in rising up on their feet, I'd like you to close your eyes and bow. Close your eyes and bow down your heads. And speak to the Lord yourself. That, Father, any area in which I've handed over myself to the enemy, you must cleanse me today. Because I must arise and shine. People must see me as an example of the power of God. You must advertise your power in my life. Can you just talk to the Lord yourself? Listen carefully. All eyes closed. Right now, I want you to pray just three prayer points to start with. We should bring 10 different breakthroughs. One, business success. Two, career breakthroughs. Three, academic success. Four, marital success. Five, healing. Six, deliverance. Seven, the stoppage of stagnancy. Eight, the stoppage of constant witchcraft attacks. Now, the destruction of unprofitable family pattern. And 10, loss of good opportunities will be dismissed. It now depends on how you pray these three prayers. I beg you. If you pray these prayers and your voices go away, and now you begin to arise and to shine, you have made a powerful bargain. Every power is that the best you can do? Walking against the shining of my star. This is a very serious prayer, I tell you, beloved. What is the use in somebody saying, I want to arise and shine? And one evil power said, no. So I said, no, you're not going. Can you shout this loud and clear? Double that volume by fire. Can you say it again loud and clear? Your time is up. There. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Continue to say it. Don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Power of God is here. Holy Ghost fire. Move. Thou power of God. Move. 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 Aha. Aha. I tell you. Yes. Today is today. My support. Rabbanoka Pandaka Center. Makantendara boshente ya bokolaba, barabo sopondeke ya boshente ya ba. Spirit of the living God, move. Aha, aha, aha. Continue, continue, continue. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 10 persons. Actually, as we were praying, although you are standing on your feet physically, but in the spirit realm, it's like you have been tied down. Tied down. Struggling to stand up. But there was no way. All of a sudden, as those prayers were going on, the chains that tied them down were broken one at a time. 10 persons. That's the first person. That's number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5 is in an auditorium outside here. Number 6, 7, 8. Number 9. And that's number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. this next prayer, as you were praying it, if you're a firstborn and you're feeling dizzy, you're feeling funny, don't worry. Something is happening in your life. That's the meaning. Everybody shout this loud and clear. Every power standing by to laugh me to scorn. Can you say this with only anger? You are a liar! Down! In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. That's the second prayer. Say, my days of greatness. Begin by fire. Can you say this loud and clear? My days of greatness. Begin by fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let my days of greatness begin. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Masopokote ya bo shente raba. Bakontende ke rabo sopola kayaba. Bori de kesete ya bo shente. Begin, begin by fire. Begin by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Masoka tenda ya boshente raba. In Jesus, every mocking problem. That's the prayer. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, deal with the mocking problems. Deal with them. Aha, 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 aha. Bosekaya boshenteraba. Yes. Yes. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, the every fetish power I stand against my star. Backfire. Something is happening. Something is happening. Masekate aboshende abokoponta. Darabo soponde kaya boshente yaba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. The third one in this section. Witchcraft curses issued against my rising and shining. Witchcraft curses working against my rising and shining. Can you shout that loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus, scatter them. In Jesus' name we pray. Begin to thank the Lord for that second prayer session. Begin to thank the Lord for that second prayer session. Begin to thank Him. What a mighty God we serve. It's glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. My Father, I refuse to be a ground bird like chicken. I shall mount up with wings as eagle. I shall possess my possession. Whether the devil likes it or not, I shall arise and shine. 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 I shall arise. I shall arise and shine. And shine. In the name of Jesus, I decree that no power shall be able to pull me down. Wherever the soles of my feet shall tread, my Father, you will possess it for me. I decree 24-hour breakthroughs. I decree 48 hours breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. 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 Now, begin to decree areas in which you wish to arise and shine. Begin to be specific. Be specific. Talk to the Lord yourself before we close from here and go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.